Unpopular teacher opinion. Planning engaging lessons is so much fun. I'm wondering if you agree or disagree with that statement, because if I'm being 100% honest, I actually love doing long-term planning. I love doing annual planning on what the entire 180 days of the school year is going to look like. I find it to be this just great big puzzle of moving great lessons around, figuring out where a project should fit in, finding ways to remix curriculum that maybe has gone a little bit stale. I think doing long-term planning is actually one of my favorite things about being a teacher. And if you agree and you are getting jazzed about that, you're not alone. If you disagree, well, then guess what? This episode is for you, because what I want to do in this episode is talk about how you can actually plan your entire school year proactively and with positivity right now in less than 1 hour. How is that possible? Well, I've been teaching now for 15 years, and I've taught various subject areas. I've taught SEL, I've taught science, I've taught math, not by choice, but I've taught a lot of things, and I'm sure you have too, or you're eager to teach a lot of things. But I think planning can feel absolutely overwhelming. And if you, at this point in the school year, are like, I don't have the capacity to plan. My mind isn't right. My heart isn't right. Like, I can't get into the groove and want to plan. What if I said, yes, you can, friend. Yes, you can, teacher friend. You just need 1 hour right now to proactively and positively plan for the upcoming school year. Now, depending on when you're listening to this episode, you might be ending this school year and you're like, nope, I'm sprinting into summer. What? Just take 1 hour. Maybe you're listening to this episode in August and you're already panicking because maybe you had to pivot curriculum areas. It's okay, friend. It's okay. Because whenever you're listening to this episode, I want to give you the structure and the system that you need to plan everything. And then all you're going to have to do is make some tiny tweaks throughout the school year. This is a system that I have used over the past, I'd say, 5 to 6 years. And at this point, I have perfected the plan of planning in less than 1 hour. So if you're curious, and if you are feeling like this is something that you need or want in your teacher life, then you're in the right place. Let's get rolling. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. What is your favorite planning mechanism? Because I think, depending on your personality and depending how long you've been in the profession, I think teachers have different planning vessels that work really well for them. Maybe you are one of those people who've got that beautifully organized, multi-tabbed, like 600-page planner that has everything in it. It's got calendars, it's got lesson plans, it's got sub-plans, it's got passwords. You know, they're those things that you see on Instagram and you're like, oh man, that's so cool, I need one of those. And they're spiral bound and it's got a really heavy duty weight paper on the inside. Is that you? It's not me, but if it's you, nice. I love that. That would weigh down my whole book bag. But I think some of us go the kind of old school route. And to be honest, I kind of went the old school route my first couple of years. We got these just kind of thin and flimsy lesson plan books. It had a blue cover. I can picture it perfectly. It was this blue cover and it had this like almost graphing paper. It was like data paper on the inside and there were boxes and you just filled in the different boxes with what you were planning on doing that day. A simple but, you know, structured approach to planning. I don't use that anymore. Maybe some of you use like a file folder within some sort of like, I don't know, PowerPoint presentation, and you've got everything on a flash drive and it's beautifully organized into like quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, or maybe you've got something that's organized by units, like that's the multiplication unit, that's the thematic language unit. I'm not sure if that's you, but that's lovely. If you've got seriously a file folder, that's probably password protected for everything in your teacher life. That's also not me. Over the course of the past few years, I have found that I can streamline every single piece of my curriculum by using two really simple things. And I want to tell you what I do, because I think if it works for me, it could work for you. And I'm not saying to abandon a practice that currently works for you. If you've got a planner system that works great, if you've got a file folder system that works great, you do you. Keep doing that. But if you find that those strategies are taking you too much time and are taking too much attention, then I think this is worth a listen. So I use two things. One, I use a whiteboard. But it's not any ordinary whiteboard. It is a whiteboard that is structured by 1 month. It is something super simple that I found on the Amazon for like less than $20. And it has been an absolute game changer. In fact, if you want to get a visual of it, I'll leave a link in the show notes of the exact type of thing that I'm talking about on Amazon. I'll put that in the show notes for you. You can go to monicagenta.com/Amazon to kind of see what I'm talking about. But let me describe it for you, especially if you're driving. Don't get on the Amazon right now if you're driving. But what it is a whiteboard that has tape outline, and there are boxes for every single day of the month. Okay? And I can erase this and I can move things around and I can add just using markers in a very simple way. So I plan 1 month at a time using my whiteboard as the foundation. This whiteboard is strategically situated right to the left of my desk. So I got my teacher desk area. And hanging on my chalkboard, that's right, my chalkboard, specifically it's a blackboard, I got some of those command strips that stick it to my chalkboard so that that is easily accessible for me at any point in time. I can see it, and honestly, my students can see it too, and they'll often look at that whiteboard instead of asking me, what are we doing today? What's going on today? Now, do I code that whiteboard? Yes. Because I like to create some educational suspense. If we are doing coffee candy convos in my 7th grade advisory, I don't write coffee candy convos. I write CCC because I know what that is. If we are doing life parties in my 8th grade advisory, I don't write life party. I write LP because I want students to maybe make some predictions on what's happening. I want to create that like, oh man, I wonder what CCC means. I wonder what LP means. So everything is kind of coded so that I know exactly what's happening, but I'm also creating just some curricular curiosity for my students. And let's hit pause on that. When was the last time that because you are strategically planning curriculum, that you've also created curricular curiosity with your students? That they see or hear about some of your plans and they're like, I wonder what that is. I can't wait for Tuesday because according to the plans for this week, we're going to be doing this. And I don't know exactly what this means, but I see it. And so now I have some permission to be excited about it because my teacher's openly sharing plans with us. I don't think we as teachers like to be surprised, and I don't think our students like to be surprised either. That doesn't mean that we have to reveal everything to them. Like, this doesn't have to be a college syllabus kind of planning where you hand the kid a 7-page document and says, here's exactly what's happening this quarter, or here's exactly what's happening this month. I don't think it has to be like that. But I think we can drop little hints about what is about to come. So maybe the big question is like, all right, but how does that whiteboard get planned? How do you know strategically what you're putting on that 1 month at a time whiteboard? Well, that's the other piece to this puzzle, is I keep, not a plan book, I don't keep a, you know, file folder of all of these like PowerPoint presentation notes. What I've done in the past couple of years, and it's changed a little bit, because I used to just keep like a Microsoft Word document. But now what I'm doing strategically is I keep an Excel spreadsheet, or you could use, you know, Google Sheets. P.S. Side note, if you're still using an Excel spreadsheet that is saving directly to a hard drive, friends, get that over to a Google Drive, because I recently lost 256 gigabytes of my life because I was storing everything on a flash drive. Like the true millennial that I am. Like, who's still using flash drives? In the world of Google Drive and Dropbox and all of these storage clouds that exist in our world, who's still using flash drives? I am. And I also paid the price because I lost 6 years worth of work recently, and I can't even talk about it because I'll have an emotional breakdown. So just use this as a reminder to use Google Sheets instead of Excel. Okay. So anyways, I've got this Google Sheet. It's a digital file. And at the bottom of my Google Sheet, I have the name of every class that I currently have ever taught. Okay. I taught a 7th grade math class a couple years ago. So I've got a tab that says 7th grade math. I've got a tab that says 8th grade math because I also taught 8th grade math. I've got a tab that says 7th grade science. I've got a tab that says 8th grade science. I've got a tab that says high school science elective. I've got 7th grade advisory, 8th grade advisory, high school self-management. I've got a 5th and 6th grade advisory. I have every single class that I have taught in a tab at the bottom of that Google Sheet. And running on the left-hand side of that Google Sheet on each tab are the numbers 1 through 180. Literally, I just took the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I just kept going. I'm sure there was an easier way, but as a millennial, I don't know the easier way. But I just took it and wrote 1 to 180 on the far left cell of the Google Sheet. Because I want to have the foundation of, here is the entire timeline for the whole school year. That's never going to change, right? State testing, when is that going to happen? Not really sure, as I'm future thinking. When is a field trip going to happen? Not really sure, as I'm future thinking. When is there going to be a sick day on my part unexpectedly and my plans are going to have to change? Not really sure. But one thing that can be set in stone right here, right now, is the 180 numbers that are chronologically organized on the left-hand side. So then my goal as a teacher is to figure out, how can I fill each of those cells? That's our goal, right? That's lesson planning at its finest, to figure out, how am I going to strategically and systematically fill the 180 days? And that's exactly what we're going to talk about in the second part of this episode, is how you can now take these two simple structures of a whiteboard and Google Sheets and merge them together to get those plans rolling in less than an hour. So stick around, because the second part of this episode is coming up in about 1 minute. This episode is all about getting the systems in place in order to find success in your classroom. But as teachers, we also understand systems are great, but we also need our students smiling. And how do we get our students smiling? By giving them authentic, engaging, fun, and relevant content and curriculum. planning for curriculum can be a time vampire. And that's why I want to let you know that so much of the curriculum that I do in my classrooms, whether it's for science or SEL or morning meeting or advisory, a lot of those resources I've actually released to the public, and I want to get those into your hands so that you can do what you do best, which is teach and reach kids and stop spending so much of your time planning. If you are looking for awesome things to do for social and emotional learning, I got you covered. If you are looking for super engaging science labs to help kids with outside of the box thinking, I also got your back on that. If you are wanting to just knock your 180 days of advisory or SEL or morning meeting time off of your to-do list right here, right now, I actually have full engaging lesson plans for 180 days at an elementary level and at a middle school level. So where can you find all of this? You can go to monicagenta.com/shop. That's Monica, GENTA.com/shop. And you can take a look at all of the classroom resources that I have already done for you. And I promise that they will be a huge hit in your classroom at the end of this school year or into next school year too. Check out monicagenta.com/shop if you are looking for content and curriculum to create camaraderie and highly effective learning. Now it is time to figure out how we are going to get those 180 days filled. So I wanted to talk a little bit about my thought process. I'm just going to kind of do a brain dump so you can kind of hear what I do, and maybe that's going to work for you, and maybe you can tweak this and replicate this for your own needs. What I always do is I just try to take the curriculum map, if your school district has one. My school district doesn't really have these, but my previous one did. So take your curriculum map, take your textbook, take the resource flash drive that has been passed down for generations and generations, take your own notes that you have used over the course of your career, take whatever is given to you or whatever has been created, and just sit in front of that Google Sheet and strategically think about, okay, what would be the timeline for each of these things? I want to give you just a realistic example. So this year, I taught 7th grade science for multiple class periods. So in my 7th grade science tab in my Google Sheets, what I did was I opened up my own curriculum map. And I knew that I wanted to start the year with just scientific inquiry, the scientific method, problem solving, okay? So what I did was I opened up another folder on my computer and I looked at some of the notes that I like to lead students through. I went through those notes and I'm like, okay, that's about 3 days worth of notes. So then what I would do is do like notes, scientific method, notes, scientific method, notes, scientific method. I did it 3 times because I think that's going to take about 3 days. But I don't like doing notes back to back to back. So what I did was I was like notes and then an activity. But I didn't just put activity. I went into my Rolodex of things and I was like, oh yeah, that's a really good activity on how to ask good scientific questions. So then I went back in, I'm like, scientific method notes. And then in the next cell right under it, I was like, boom, how to ask good scientific questions activities. And then the next day I was like, ooh, I've got a remix of that, these like mystery science bags lab. So then I did mystery science bags lab, and that lab's going to take 2 days. And then that led me to Friday. So I did notes on Monday, an activity on how to ask great questions on Tuesday. We've got a science lab on Wednesday and Thursday. And then on Friday, what do I want to do? Well, I want to check for understanding with all of this. So I said, check for understanding activity. I got lots of different activities in my wheelhouse. I could do a game called Buckets that I love. I could do a game of Family Feud using this content as the foundation for the questions in Family Feud. So then I wrote game and I put next to it Buckets or Family Feud. Okay. Now notice I'm not going into super specific details. I'm not writing some like 14-page lesson plan. I'm not writing goals for each of these lessons. I'm not writing like student learning objectives for these. What I'm doing is creating the basis for what I'm going to do. So then the next week, I look at my little you know, numbers on the side. And now I'm looking at numbers like, let's see, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Okay. So we're in about week 3 right now. And if it helps, what you can do is you can chunk your numbers on the side by different colors to kind of help differentiate different weeks. Okay. So like every other week maybe is green numbers, and then the other weeks are red numbers, just so you can tell where the week-long separations are. I have found that that's really helpful. But then I would go through and I'd be like, okay, so what's the next week look like? I know what my teaching style is. I cannot possibly do notes for more than 2 days in a week. I also know from my experiences that it gets a little chaotic if I do more than one lab in a week. I also know from my experiences that students need to constantly be kind of changing things up to have structure, to have routine, but to also keep things constantly switching and changing so they don't become stagnant. So I think a lot of this is you thinking, as you've got this Google sheet in front of you, of like what works best for you, for your teaching style, and also for your students' learning styles. And I will do this exact same process for every content area and every curriculum area. I'm strategically thinking on what activities do I have. For example, let me give you something besides science. So maybe I am planning for one of my SEL classes, okay? So let's say it's 4:15 in one of my SEL classes. So maybe one of the days we are going to be doing a communication lesson. Well, what would be a really good communication lesson? I got something that I like to call the hamburger phone. I know exactly what the hamburger phone looks like. I know the details. I know the activities. And so maybe on day 161, 162, 163, I'm putting hamburger phone, hamburger phone, hamburger phone. I know day 1 is going to be explaining it. I know day 2 is going to be practice calls. I know day 3 is going to be real calls. Now you might be thinking, what in the hell is hamburger phone? Well, see, here's the thing is, you don't have to put all of the details on the Excel spreadsheet, because I'm not sharing that with my principal. I'm not sharing that with parents. I'm not sharing that with the public. I know what it means. And I think oftentimes what happens when we're planning is we over plan. Now, hear me when I say this. I don't mean we over plan because we plan too many questions and we plan too many activities. I think we spend too much time writing about what we're gonna do. As teachers, I think oftentimes we know what we wanna do. We know what the activity or the lesson is gonna look like, sound like, and feel like. So why write that down? Now, in your first couple of years of teaching, hell yeah, absolutely. But as you become more comfortable and calm and collected in your thoughts on what works best for your curriculum, we don't need to write these massive lesson plans, in my opinion. Now, if your school district requires them, would I still recommend this strategy? Absolutely. If your school district requires you to submit lesson plans, would I still do this system? Absolutely, because this is for me. Because every single week, what I do is I open that on Friday. So I'll look and be like, okay, this week I did hamburger phone, hamburger phone, hamburger phone. And then we played the game same. And then we played the game best friends. Those are all for an advisory class. I know the system. I know the structure. But then I'm going to ask myself, how did it go this week? Am I on the right timeline? Maybe we got behind. Because in fact, this has happened recently. There was a field trip that happened. Not all of my students were included on that field trip that happened, but it did kind of mess up the flow and the structure of my calendar. My Excel spreadsheet got a little bit messed up. My Google Sheets needed edited. So what did I do? I just simply cut and pasted. Instead of erasing, which would just drive me freaking crazy, instead of erasing everything that I had written or backspacing everything, I just literally cut and paste in the Excel sheet cells. It was so simple. I'm telling you, this structure is really easy, and I'm hoping that it's being conveyed well in words. But the big question for you is this: how much time are you spending planning? And are you satisfied with that time spent? Because the structure that I'm talking about, I can plan every single one of my classes for next year in 1 hour or less using this system. And once I have one chunk of time, and for me, again, my chunks are 1 month. Once I have 1 month of things planned very specifically, that's when I transfer it over to my whiteboard. And what I do is for each box, so let's say we're looking at like May 14th. Currently, I teach 3 different classes. Those classes are repeated over multiple periods, but I teach 3 separate classes. So what I do is I create 3 chunks in that one box, and each of the chunks is for one of the 3 classes that I teach. And so it gets transferred from the Google Sheet to the whiteboard, and then I rock that whiteboard. And if I need to dry erase, I can dry erase. I can draw arrows. It's a super, super simple strategy. So if you are dissatisfied with the amount of time that you are currently spending, you have to ask yourself, okay, why is it? Is it because I'm over planning? And again, I don't mean over planning. I mean over communicating. Are you over communicating your plans to yourself? You have to communicate your plans to their principal if they're requesting it. But are you over communicating to yourself? And if you find yourself always erasing or turning pages or tearing pages out of lesson plan books or whatever, could you use this whiteboard model / the Google Sheets model? It's what I've been doing for the past 3 years, and it has been absolutely freaking awesome. It has saved me time. It has saved me effort. It has saved me energy. So now the question is like, go get your whiteboard calendar. Again, I'm going to put a direct link in the show notes, but you can go to monicajensa.com/Amazon to see the whiteboard that I use. And again, if you're like, girl, this sounds great and I can rock this, I'm going to rock this Google spreadsheet so simply, but I'm just having a hard time figuring out what to put in the 180 days, I got your back. I don't have your back for every subject. Not really for social studies, not really for math, not really for reading. But if you need science resources or SEL resources or advisory resources or morning meeting resources, I got your back. You can go to monicajensa.com/shop and you can check out all of those resources to save you time and save you energy. So I hope that this episode has been helpful. If you've got any questions, as always, shoot me a direct message on Instagram or on Facebook. Shoot me an email and I would love to answer any questions that you guys have. I hope that regardless of when you're listening to this episode, that you are finding yourself sprinting into summer, but feeling good because you got a plan in place. Or if you're listening to this at the start of the school year, I hope you're feeling restored and rejuvenated because you had a great summer and now you're ready to sprint into the school with fearlessness and not frustration. Make sure that you guys are clicking subscribe or follow on this podcast so they drop directly into your podcast platform every single Sunday night so you are ready to go for some Monday morning motivation. I want to thank you for listening to this episode, but most importantly, I want to thank you for living this teacher life.